The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Thank you.
Besides being an obvious distraction to make the masses look away from this year's Bilderberg Summit in his own backyard, there's more about Donald Trump's announcement of pulling the US out of the Paris Climate Agreement than meets the eye, way more. And that's because of the newest addition to the board of members attending this year's edition of the secretive meeting at the Westfields Marriott Washington Dulles, in Chantilly, Virginia. An attendee who certainly stands out from all the other Bilderbergers in a list that includes Henry Kissinger and Christine Lagarde and is none other than CERN's Director General Fabiola Giannotti, whom is regarded by the media as the woman with the keys to the secrets of the universe. Her presence raises a lot of suspicions, not only because it tells us that the cabal is taking over the LHC and going to use it with the darkest of purposes, but also because the flawless timing with Trump's dropout of the climate agreement strongly suggests that he's their fall guy for any planetary disaster that may occur. Make no mistakes, she's not your average quantum physicist, not that there's anything average about them, but Fabiola Giannotti's background tells all you need to know about her. Forget the fact that she runs a device that most believe to be a Stargate built in a country run by the Knights Templar. Most of her academic life took place in institutions sponsored by the Jesuits and the Vatican. She's a member of various scientific institutions and committees funded by the so-called Illuminati Roundtable. She's advisor of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. She's a Knight of the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic, and her Catholic formation strongly suggests that she's a Dame of Malta, a secret order that also includes the Queen Elizabeth and is the female counterparts of Vatican's Knights of Malta. After this brief summary of the newest Bilderberger, there are no room for doubts that the LHC was built to serve the Dark Overlords, not to benefit humanity, and whatever delusions of being in control she once did have, she now answers to the shadow government. She will do whatever they say, when they say, regardless whether that means to open gateways from which ancient beings hostile to the human species can freely enter our world, shift the planet's axis, and trigger a cataclysm, or whatever may usher in their new world order out of chaos.